for entertainment purposes only.
Coming to you live from Charlie Meyerson's Sports Bar and Grill at Wynn in Las Vegas. My name is Chris Carley, welcoming you.
This is Jimmy Mac too. Well, go ahead. I'm talking. Did I cut you off? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
It's your show.
All right. Guys, I want to thank you for listening again. And Fast Eddie.
Where
we have no
he?
Idea where he is.
We had to start the show, yeah.
Yeah, I hope he was here. I hope he didn't get stuck on the plane. I don't know. Maybe he'll call in. We'll see what happens.
I mean, we had to get the show going. I'm supposed to be on a flight to China in like 2 hours, so we had to get the show rolling. We tried him. His phone didn't pick up.
All right. Well, he'll call in or something, I'm sure. Something will happen. He'll let us know what's going
Maybe
on.
Maybe he's at the ponies or something.
Who knows? All right. So let me give you my first pick.
All right.
All right. My first pick is Cleveland is playing Jacksonville. Cleveland has found the groove and a bumpy start with Brian Hoyer. And he's really elevated his playing, you know, and he's keeping that rookie, what's his name, on the bench, you know. And the Browns are like Johnny Volleyball. The Browns are 3-0-2 against the spread this season, which yields about 100% winning ratio for the Browns backers. So here's what I say. Go with the Browns. The Browns deserve I think they're a 6-point favorite. They deserve to be a 6-point favorite on the road. Jacksonville struggled both on the run and to stop the run. So Cleveland can bring a conservative ground game, you know, like from their dog pound, on the road here. So trust me, I think you can take care of the ball. They think they can do good. Blake Bortles, sorry, you're going to try, but I don't think you're going to make it. The Browns stay hungry. I see them winning by 10.
All right, so we'll see what the Browns can do for you if you take them on Jimmy's recommendation. By the way, speaking of people that can do something for you, Ticket Liquidator. Getting tickets to games can be about as painful as watching Mike Nugent try to kick a game-winning field goal. But it doesn't have to be, and that's why there's Ticket Liquidator. They are one of the world's biggest online ticket marketplaces, and their inventory is unbeatable. 4 million tickets to over 83,000 events worldwide. From NFL and NHL games to the upcoming NBA season, all the way to concerts and Broadway shows. Guys, we got to take the wives and girlfriends to them, so just suck it up.
Oh, I used them for the concert. They got great seats for me. Oh, yeah.
You're going to a show, you're going to like the Cirque du Soleil or the concert.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
And even they have World Series tickets, guys. You can find out sold-out tickets to the biggest events on the planet. And by the way, Ticket Liquidator also sends you these cool, like, pre-event emails with directions, weather forecasts, and dining recommendations. How's that? Check out their ad now at JimmyMacPicks.com or call Representative now, 855-993-6478. Again, 855-993-6478. Ticket Liquidator, 855-993-6478. Ticket Liquidator. Jimmy Mac, what's next?
Okay, wait a minute. I think I hear... Is the phone ringing? Is that Eddie?
Eddie.
I think it's Eddie. All right.
Fast Eddie, are you there? We've been waiting down here. We had to start the show without you, Fast Eddie. Are you in the hotel here somewhere or anything?
Fast Eddie, we're waiting for you here. What happened? We had to call you.
Jimmy Mac, it's good to hear your voice. I'm stuck here at beautiful Newark Airport in Jersey. I missed my flight. I hit traffic, and I'm sitting here now. They're looking to put me on an 11 p.m. flight. I should get to Vegas late. Jimmy, the airport is packed. I don't know where people are getting the money. Maybe they're listening to your program. They're winning. So I'm ready to give you my overs and unders, but I should be in Vegas late tonight. So don't go to sleep. I'll be there, pal.
All right, we'll wait for you. You got it. All right, let's hear what you got.
Okay, now I've been studying real hard this week, and I think I got two live plays. My first play is under 43 points in the Buffalo Bills-Minnesota Vikings game. I've been taking a close look each week at Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy's not ready to play in the NFL, and he's not putting any points on the board. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. The Bills are going to have a tight defense. It's at Buffalo. It could be a shutout. I'm picking the Bills and under 43. That's my first play.
All right,
now,
that
the other play
good.
I got Yeah, the other play I got is I'm going with Peyton Manning. As you know, he's very, very close to getting the all-time touchdown record. He needs two touchdowns to tie and three to win and be the all-time leader. I'm figuring Peyton Manning could throw maybe three or even four touchdowns in this game. I'm picking over 49. This is going to be a high-scoring game. Over 49 in the Broncos-49ers game.
That sounds good.
Those are my two. Yeah, Jimmy, those are my two picks. Under 43 in the Bills game and over 49 in the Broncos game. Listen, man, I think they're paging me here at Newark Airport. I hear something. I got to get going.
All right. Get on that plane.
Yeah, when I get to Vegas late at night, Jimmy, I'll give you a call, so don't go to sleep.
Eddie, in terms of hours, what's the over-under before we get you here and partying?
Oh, gosh, you know, they may delay the plane even. I may not get out of here until after midnight, but, you know, I'm committed. I want to come out. I want to spend some time. I got money in my pocket, cash to spend. I'm going to be at the sports books tomorrow morning early. I want to get down early. I don't want to wait till the weekend, and that's important because the lines do change. So don't go to sleep, guys. I'm going to call you.
All right, we'll see you in a few hours, Eddie. Thanks.
Okay, we'll see you later, Eddie.
Have a good trip.
Okay, thanks. Good luck.
All right. So they were really good over-unders from Eddie. But, you know, Eddie is tied in with one of my picks.
All right.
Minnesota at Buffalo. Uh-huh. Buffalo's six-point favorite. The Vikings are 2-4 against the spread this season. But they seem to have some kind of lackluster. They're 17-3 defeated at home.
They have a lackluster everything.
Yeah, so what I see, they really got, you know, demolished by Detroit last Thursday ago or something like that.
Sunday.
And but here's the thing. The Vikings lost four of their last five games. Bridgewater is very inexperienced. He's a good quarterback, but they're throwing him in to the wolves, okay? He had three turnovers last week. So I don't see that.
Some of it, though, was the line. And some of his guys not learning how to catch damn ball. I mean, that.
Well, they're not playing together. He's still new.
Yeah,
he's still new at this.
Yeah.
But the Bills' defense is a little better than I see the Lions' defense. I see the Bills taking it to him. I don't see anything going wrong.
The Bills' defense is better than the Lions' defense?
Yes. I think the Bills are really decent this year. They're really playing well. So I'm going with Buffalo. Buffalo's got to beat them. Take the Buffalo Bills minus six.
Bills minus
that
six.
Line really moved because it started at four and really went up to six.
All right, so the Browns minus six and the Bills minus six. Jimmy, what else you got?
Okay, well, I forgot to tell you that. You know, Eddie picked the under in this game. So if you want, you can parlay Minnesota to the under. That's an extra added advantage.
All right, so
you got two good guys telling you what to do.
All right, so under 43 in this game. And the Bills minus six. All right.
All right. Now, my next bet is the upset special of the week.
Wait, this is new, right?
This is brand new.
Unprecedented on Jimmy Mac Picks, the upset
this one,
special.
I'm picking a team where you're getting points and an upset. The Lions are 4-2 straight up this season, mm-hmm. which includes 2-1 straight up, you know, record at home.
Yep.
The Saints, meanwhile, are winless on the road. They look terrible. They're 7-14 against the spread on the road, you know, since 2012. But they're always covering. They're always like a little close. They seem to lose the game, but very close. I just think that they're the second best passing offense in the league. They average 309.8 yards per game.
Uh-huh.
They're coming off a bye week, which gives them some kind of added time to prepare for this game.
Sure.
I think they really need this game. I'm going to take the Saints, and you're getting 3 points. The Saints are a three-point underdog to the Lions. So I say take the Saints. I see them winning this game.
All right, Saints, and you're getting 3 points. Again, Lions minus three, but Jimmy says take the Saints. With those 3 points. And by the way, take advantage of this. Save 10% off on Vegas show tickets. Visit JimmyMacPicks.com and click the ad on our front page and use the promo code provided. Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to give out a shout-out to Gene and Jace from the Pod Bash. We love this show. They're fans of ours, too, so obviously they know what they're talking about, too. Hey, follow them on Twitter and Facebook. GJ Podbash. We'll also link them from this episode's post.
Great guys. They have a great show. You will love it. All right, Jimmy Mac, what is your... pick of the week?
You ready? The Falcons are falling apart around Matt Ryan once again. Okay? This happened last year because he had to carry the whole offense and everything else and the defense. Their defense is hurt. Top flight receivers can't overcome them. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the high-flying Ravens are playing again. Their Joe Flacco is finally getting in. He's getting protection against the running game and defense. This is the problem. Atlanta lacks all three of those things.
Yeah.
So, here's the Ravens. They tend to rule the roost at home. They dominate. And this is my reminder. They're a big player in the AFC. So, go with the Ravens to really put it to Atlanta.
All right. And the spread on that, Jimmy, is
It's 7 points, yes.
7 points, Atlanta. And you're saying...
lay the seven. Lay the lumber.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Ravens by seven. And you're saying...
I figure to win by 14.
Wow. All right. And by the way, Jimmy, one of his online picks this week was last night in the Pats-Jets game. He'll have one more pick this week. Again, JimmyMacPicks.com. Follow us on Twitter at JimmyMacPicks and also on Facebook at JimmyMacPicks as well.
All right. So this is Jimmy Mac from Jersey, the only state you don't have to say the new. And if you ain't in, you can't win.